Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us, Associate Editor of the Times Union, Mike Spain. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, a story in the paper that you don't usually see this, and this has to do with seven University at Albany students who have been arrested for hazing.
Yes, Albany police say it appears to be some kind of initiation, perhaps for an underground fraternity or other organization. Nothing official at the State University at Albany, and the university doesn't know what the organization is. But according to police, seven students forced 14 pledges to lie face down in a basement filled with water and then beat them with rubber hoses and paddles while demanding that they beg for mercy. Now,
wow.
This is according to police. They went to a house on Hudson Avenue in Albany, in an area where a lot of student housing is located. This was Friday morning, and according to police, the students who poured the water over the heads of the prone pledges now face charges of hazing, and that's a violation. And they're also facing the possibility of disciplinary action from the university. The university claims that they don't know any organization that this is associated with, and it certainly isn't sanctioned, but they could face campus judicial disciplinary charges in addition to the violations they'll face in the city of Albany.
Yeah, much more in terms of those charges than just college hijinks. Well, we turn now to a tech plant. This is a developing story now, and I guess your business editor, Eric Anderson, has been...
He's been following it closely.
Following it.
Yeah, this is a story about a team of consultants that recently visited the Capital Region scouting sites for what's being described as a multi-billion dollar high-tech factory. And while local officials who met with this team have been pretty tight-lipped, we do know that the consulting firm was hired by an unidentified client to find a location for this big new factory. And according to the sources that we've talked to, the company is looking for a place to put a $3.2 billion plant that could employ 1,000 people and require $4 million of water a day and 75 megawatts of power. It's estimated it would need a site that's 74 acres. And one of the locations reported to be under serious consideration for it was the Rensselaer Technology Park. That's just across the Hudson River from Albany in the town of North Greenbush. It's owned by Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. But on Monday, Rensselaer County's planning director confirmed a report that the tech park is no longer under consideration for this unidentified plant. Another local site is the Luther Forest Technology Park in southern Saratoga County, and that's where Global Foundries has their 2 million square foot semiconductor plant in operation.
We've been talking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more on these stories, head to timesunion.com or just pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.